morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to the APRR monthly call taking place on Thursday, 24th of October 2019 at 6:00 UTC. On our call today on the English channel, we have Satish Bhagat, Maureen Hilyar, Cheryl Langdonor, Joanna Kulasha, Saidi Hasan, Amrita Chaudhuri, Sherry Lagacani, Jahangir Hussain, Gunella Espling, Liana Gaussian, Justin Chiu, Holly Raich, Namrata Hetzer.
Hello.
Aisha Shakira, Sridhar Rayamaji, and Yeso Kim. We have received apologies from Kylie Chan and Aliel Mashal. From staff side, we have Silvia Vivanco, Gisela Grubeck, Piranush Vardhanyan, and myself, Yashin Nosbar, and I'll also be doing call management for today's call. As you know, we'll have Chinese interpretation for this call, and our interpreters are Ray and Yiyi. Before we start, just a kind reminder to please state your names when speaking, not only for the transcription, but also for the interpretation purposes as well, please. Now I would like to leave the floor back to you, Satish. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Yashin. This is Satish for the record. Welcome to everybody who are in the call. As you're aware, this is a busy time for most people, especially the travelers to the ICANN meeting in Montreal. We also have a presentation from Joanna, who's going to talk to us today on the ILAC level policy platform topics. Before that, we look at the membership statistics. Well, actually the pipeline, and we have just certified a new ALS, that is the Internet Society Rural Development, SIG. We also have a new individual member, Dr. T.V. Gopal.
Yeah.
Who apparently was.
On the call.
Welcome. Welcome, Dr. Gopal.
Thank you.
Dr. Gopal has been on. Yeah. He has been an ICANN member from a very long time back. Even before.
Thank you.
APRR Low was kind of certified. Yeah. Welcome, and hope you will be able to participate in our activities. Actually, welcome back.
Thank you.
We also have on hold the China Internet Development Foundation, which is on hold because we have discovered during the due diligence process that they are not really member-based. We are recommending that they approach another part of ICANN, the NPOC, which does admit organizations that are not necessarily member-based but are not-for-profit. We have recommended to them that they should apply again for NPOC membership. With that, we will now move on to the item number three in our agenda, which is the ILAC policy platform topics. Formally, each of the five RELOs did an exercise of identifying their regional hot topics, which basically means priority topics. These were merged into a single session, into a single document. Later on, it was taken over by the CPWG, which is the working group in ILAC, which combines all the policy matters. Joanna here today is going to talk to us more about what is this policy platform topics. Over to you, Joanna.
Thank you very much, Satish. That is indeed very true. Thank you for the introduction, and thank you for hosting me or us together with Jonathan. What we wanted to do is we wanted to play a short pre-recorded presentation for the sake of time, just to keep this concise and specific. We coordinated with Yashim. I think we're probably ready to start. So we will start off with this very brief presentation of a few slides that is pre-recorded, just to give you a brief oversight. And I'm around to answer questions and to take down all the comments that you might have. If we're ready, Yashim, I'm happy to start.
Hi, my name is Jonathan Zook, and together with Joanna, I've been tasked to create the At-Large Policy Platform and to facilitate its evolution with consultation with the Rallos and all the other members of At-Large Leadership. With the At-Large Policy Platform, we hope to provide people with principles behind At-Large Policy Development, as well as an overview of some of the key issues on which the ALAC is currently engaged. The At-Large Policy Platform is meant to be a living document that evolves as new issues present themselves. Hopefully, it will be an aid to any at-large representatives to various ICANN efforts such as working groups, review teams, commenters, and advisors. The Policy Platform is based on a bottom-up process that began with surveys by the Rallos of their members, which were in turn forwarded to the CPWG for evaluation and approval. Ultimately, by the At-Large Advisory Committee. There are many topics of potential interest to Internet end users. Our first step is to separate the individual users from the business users. Once we do this, we can see there are many interests in common, but several that apply only, or mostly, to business users. Our next step is to impose the remit of ICANN, which is focused solely on the security, stability, and trust the Dynamic Naming System, or DNS. Now we see that there are interests of individual users that fall outside ICANN's core mission. It is on the issues within ICANN's remits we must focus, and in particular those that are less represented by others, such as the business constituency. The ALAC mission is to advance the interests of individual end users, not to represent end users. The reason is simple. Individual end user interests are not a category of user. Instead, they're a category of use. In fact, we are all individual end users most of the time. Individual use of the Internet includes browsing, searching, research, shopping, travel, and dining reservations, online banking, and video streaming. Ideally, the ALAC advances the interests of all users. But there are small categories of users that are ironically well represented inside of the ICANN community. They are the business users and registrants. The business users are well represented by the business constituency, and the registrant interests are well represented by the NCUC and registrars. That means if there's ever a conflict, the at-large focuses on the non-registration-related interests of individual end users. Both the issues of privacy and geographic names have raised these distinctions. So once all these things are taken into consideration, Joanna and I have broken this down to the following big topics that we'll focus on as we create this living document: internationalized domain names, IDNs, and universal acceptance, DNS security and abuse, DNSSEC and cybersecurity, ICANN and human rights, privacy policies, consumer protection, ICANN jurisdiction and Internet governance, new GTLDs, specifically the issues of public interest commitments, security, stability, indigenous rights, and trust, ICANN transparency and accountability, consensus through partnership with governments, businesses, and civil society. And beyond that, we open it up to feedback from all the Rallos, including you, to give us feedback into what other issues you think need to be included in this document. So what are the next steps? Well, we're going to create a wiki space for the document, and to finalize these topic areas, get ALAC approval, and then create a document that summarizes them, as well as the current at-large perspectives on these topics. Ideally, this results in a living document that continues to evolve with issues raised by the regions and direct participation of Rallo leaders in policy development. Thank you, and we're happy to take any questions.
Thank you very much, Ashim, for playing that. So that is the background of what we created. This was supposed to give you a brief introduction of where this is coming from. As Satish rightfully noted, this is rooted in what used to be the hot topic idea. We used to think about this in terms of hot topics, but after having this feedback from the community, this idea was transformed into what is now called a policy platform. So we're trying to figure out a way to have a repository, in a sense, of all the policy work that is being done within at large to provide us with information on what has been done and provide us with foresight into the future, what is that at large stands for and what it is that we want to achieve. In that sense, I'm more than happy to answer questions. Thank you for the comments that are in the chat box right now. I'm going to stop here and try and see if there are any comments or questions, but this discussion will likely also be picked up again during item 66. We're very much looking forward to your suggestions. As Jonathan directly indicated, this is supposed to be a living document, so it is not a fixed frame within which we're supposed to work, but quite the opposite. This is supposed to be a living platform where, as the issues arise, we will try to aggregate information, provide background and provide foresight for the future. I don't see any hands up, but it could be just me. I'm going to turn the floor back to Satish to possibly moderate. And I see Maureen's hand up. I think it's okay for me to give the floor to Maureen. So I'm going to try and take the question. Maureen, the floor is yours.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Joanna. And it's not so much a question, it's a comment. I'm absolutely thrilled that we've actually had this presentation. And also, it would be my pleasure to introduce to AP Rallo that Joanna and Jonathan are my vice chairs, my ALEC vice chairs, and I'm just thrilled that they've actually sort of like started their role of leadership within their respective roles of policy and outreach. Through this presentation, and they're taking it out to the RALOs, and I think it really bodes well for the development of our policy through, you know, moving forward, as Joanna mentioned. And I think too that it's the subjects that were the topics that Joanna has actually outlined, Joanna and Jonathan have outlined in their video presentation. You know, focuses, it allows us to sort of like focus on, you know, like what we need to develop to actually help, you know, what the topics that are going to be important for us to focus on for the development in policy with regards to our membership and getting that, getting the messages out to our community. So, thank you very much, Joanna. I'm really glad I came to this meeting. I sort of thought I was going to miss it, but thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Maureen. This is most humbling. Thank you, everyone. We're trying to support the community the best we can, so I'm more than happy to try and accumulate all the feedback that's coming and to try and fuse this into the process. I think there's
Thank you, Joanna, for that excellent... is there anybody trying to speak?
Go ahead, Satish. I'm happy to turn the floor back to you. Thank you so much, everyone.
Thanks very much, Joanna. I was saying it is an excellent presentation because it makes very clear some of the frequent questions that come up from our community, especially newcomers. For instance, what's the difference between NTUC and at large? Are they kind of targeting the same kind of policy topics? Or what is ICANN's remit, and you know, shouldn't we be discussing about all kinds of things under AP Rallo? This presentation makes it very, very kind of vividly clear as to what we're looking at within the at large. So thanks for that. And I have a suggestion to staff. If you can, in the chat box, tell us where to submit our comments or suggestions. About what Joanna has just presented. For instance, I had a question on the global public interest. Does it, should it feature somewhere in this list of topics? So there may be others who might have suggestions similarly. So if you can let us know which is the email ID that we can post this or the wiki address, that would be useful to everybody. Are there any other questions to Joanna? She has to leave early in the call. So I'll leave it open for a few more seconds if there's anything. Did someone want to speak? Someone who's not on the Zoom, but on the Adobe Bridge? Okay, not seeing any hands, I'd like to thank Joanna once again on behalf of all of us and the APRELO community for this excellent presentation. And we hope as a living document, we will see newer versions of it as we go forward. Thanks very much, Joanna.
Thank you so much, everyone. It's wonderful to be here. Thank you. I'm looking forward to the next meeting. Thank you.
Thanks. So now we move on to the agenda item number 4, which is a regular policy update. It's over to Maureen and Holly for the update.
Thank you. Thank you, Satish. I think Holly was just going to jump in here. Can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me? Excellent. I'll go through a couple of things, and I noticed that Justine is on this call, so maybe she'd like to jump in with where we're up to with subsequent procedures, because that's an ongoing thing. First, to summarize the discussion we've had, and this particular issue, we have voted on it. It's been ratified, but it's on the screen as ICANN's multi-stakeholder model and contribution to it. Really, the two areas that we contributed to, the first was to actually strengthen the decision-making. Some of the important things that were of use to us are prioritization of work and a recognition of the need for outreach, particularly for volunteers to assist in the knowledge and resources. The other was precision in the scoping of work to extent this will help participation because there'll hopefully be a bit more clarity of the work and more deeply refined contribution. The GNSO is coming up with what they call PDP3, which is a look at the actual policy development process, trying to refine it. We've had a discussion about perhaps the positive aspects of it. Some of the things that caused us a little bit of, I won't say concern, but questions, were whether some of the headings that are being suggested by this particular working group mean there might be more requirements to participate, tighter requirements, which actually would, in effect, leave people out. Now, this is not clear, and Cheryl might want to speak to this as soon as I'm finished. The second part of the multi-stakeholder response that we had was to repeat many of the issues that many of us raised already. The difficulty with people who are not being paid to participate, the lack of time, in many cases the lack of technical knowledge on to participate in issues that require that. And some of the suggestions that we made, things like perhaps more webinars so that people can be up to speed on what the issues are that we are being asked to comment on, or perhaps better definition or more explanation, timing of webinars to include the Asia-Pacific region as well as the European-US participation. So all of those suggestions were worked into the final submission that we've made in terms of participation or active multi-stakeholder participation, how to make that more effective. Kind of, we move up to the next current statements. The one that is being drafted, there are a couple of being drafted. These are issues that we have already looked at before. The Competition, Consumer Trust, and Consumer Review, we made extensive comments on. What we're up to now is the plan for implementation. The ALAC has made a number of submissions, and what we have, we will be focusing on is reviewing that document, looking at the implementation, and repeating the things that we felt were important. One of the big items was a number of policies or processes to look at DNSSEC and DNS issues and DNS security. Jonathan is drafting that, and he was actually the chair of that committee, so knows a lot. We actually had other things to say about consumer issues in terms of domain names. We will be looking through the probably, I can think of two or three statements we've made to identify the issues and make sure that they have been picked up in the implementation stage. Similarly with Who Is Who, again, there's a final report. Hadia is looking at, I will probably look at it as well, simply because this is an issue that is years old. It's all about who is, which is essentially the information that's required under the RAA. There's a lot of personal information in that as well as other information. It's clearly impacted by the European General Data Protection regulations. So we have to have a final look at that in terms of the things that we've said in the past about RDS and who has, as well as the current focus on it's called the EPDP, the extraordinary PDP to deal with the who is issues in light of the General Data Protection Regulation. And finally, we're looking at operating plans and budgets. Ricardo will be looking at that, but I suggest other people have a look as well. We'd be welcoming any kind of comments on that. So are there any questions on any of those issues that I'd be happy to comment on or take the comments back into Consumer Policy Working Group, and that will be meeting probably in about less than 24 hours. So happy to talk further or take back any comments, because we look forward to everyone participating and identifying the things, the issues that are of concern to them. So Satish, back to you.
Thanks very much, Holly. So if there are any suggestions or comments to Holly, please email it to her. We're all waiting for the next agenda item, which is the Atlas 3 update from Maureen, as I see several travelers on the meeting. So Maureen, it's over to you for the Atlas 3 update.
Thank you. Sorry, I couldn't unmute myself on my phone. Just very, very quickly, because there has been quite a lot of activity related and communications related to Atlas 3. And if you were on that webinar, and I know that a lot of people from Aotearoa were on that webinar, so it was very pleasing. I don't want to repeat myself too much more than to say, this page is probably the most important one that you're going to need to have bookmarked on your phone or your computer, because it actually sort of like will detail everything that you need to know and where you're supposed to be at particular times of the day for the particular Atlas. For the Atlas program itself. Just to sort of say that there is it's going to be quite an extensive and busy time for everyone. There will be plenary sessions and breakout sessions, which are, it's important that you go to both, because one is going to be the discussion point for the breakout. Plenaries are going to be remotely accessible. They will be recorded. And so centenaries are fine for people who will not be in Montreal. But unfortunately, we are probably going to have difficulties with sort of like trying to record the discussion groups because they're going to be spread all over the place, and availability of microphones, transcription, and the translations and all that stuff make it quite difficult. But I can assure you that the staff and the organising committee and anyone who has been associated with developing this event is really looking forward to it, and I'm particularly looking forward to the Aotearoa participants not only sort of like participating, but hopefully, you know, enjoying the time that they have together. And I'm sort of like really glad to see that later on the teachers organising a time when we can get together and, you know, have a little chat about how things are going. So if you've got any questions or queries, remember that Gisela is available for any questions. Please do not mention the V word. You know, that's sort of like something that we sort of like are having issues with still. But, you know, any questions or queries, and I'm available too. You can always drop me a line. Okay? That's it. Thank you, Satish.
Thanks very much, Maureen. I think there is a lot of excitement in the air. So once again, if any of you have any questions, please contact. You know, they'll be able to kind of resolve anything except visa issues, of course. In yesterday's webinar, we had a bunch of questions on visa issues, but otherwise, everything else that is within our control, our staff will be able to help you. And if there's anything else that requires support of our leadership team, please write to me. We'll be able to take it up. We now move on to agenda item number 6, which is Aotearoa updates. Without losing time, we will quickly run through this. The first is some of the developments in the Universal Acceptance Group. Now, you may be wondering why this is coming under Aotearoa update and why it is not an individual independent agenda item. Well, the reason will be apparent as we run through this. Now, currently, the UA is that whole community is very active. And the work is actually being divided into 6 subgroups, which are, I'll just mention them quickly. The first is on the working group on measurement. It is chaired by Dennis Tan. The second is the working group on technology. It's already functional, and it is, I've been appointed as the chair of this group on UASG technology. Now, this group's mandate is to identify technological gaps that exist and then do remediation for them. And the vice chair, Desalin Yahuala, is from Africa. The third subgroup is EAI, and this is chaired by Mark. Then we have a group of UA ambassadors, which is set up and chaired by Dusan. Then we have the communications group, which is in charge of outreach as well. And this is chaired by Rahul Gossain, and vice chair is Lillian Yvette. The final subgroup on local initiatives, which will be working with local communities in different parts of the world, that is being set up as we speak. And the UA initiative has several meetings this time at ICANN 66 at Montreal. And everyone is welcome to participate in these meetings. Particularly because this is of quite high relevance to our region, Asia-Pacific. The second update is the update on the .Asia board meeting that took place last week, which is attended by Maureen, Liana, and me. I will mention a couple of points. If Maureen and Liana want to add on anything, they can do that. .Asia, as you're aware, is a not-for-profit organization. And it runs the registry of .Asia, but it also does a bunch of social projects, and it supports several community initiatives, including the Asia-Pacific Regional IGF, APRIGF, whose secretariat is run by .Asia. The UASG secretariat is also run by .Asia. So So it is an organization that has got deep linkages within our community. And in last week's meeting, we discussed several governance matters, including the social project that Dotisha is running, all the initiatives that it's supporting, how best to continue this, and also specific discussions on domain abuse, which is a hot topic for ICANN 66 at Montreal. I'll stop there. If Maureen or Liana want to add anything, please do.
Thank you, Satish. Thank you, Satish. No, nothing more from me. That sounds like a good summary. Thanks.
Right. Liana, do you want to add anything?
Covered by you. Thank you.
Thanks, Liana. The next update is actually it was on the at-large outreach and engagement program. Unfortunately, Ali had a last-minute dropout, so we will defer this to the next meeting. Next, we have an update on the GFCE Triple I workshop and INSIG. Now, I will speak very briefly about the GFCE workshop. This workshop is supported by the Government of Netherlands, and it is facilitated by the ICANN board chair-elect, Martin Botterman, who's actually been organizing this in different parts of the world. Last year, this was organized as a part of day zero event of INSIG as well. This year also, Martin is coming over and organizing this event in Kolkata on the 14th of November, shortly after the ICANN meeting. And then this is followed immediately by INSIG, and I request Amrita to speak on INSIG.
Thank you, Satish. Amrita here. So as Satish mentioned, GFCE is part of the Day Zero activity of INSIG. INSIG, many of you may know, is an initiative by four Internet Society chapters in India, which is Delhi, Trivandrum, Calcutta, and Mumbai, who are also ALSs of AP RALU. It's a three-day program. Apart from GFCE, there is a youth IGF program which is going to be held for the second time on Day Zero, which is also supported by INSIG. There would be around 120 to 140 young people participating in the youth IGF. INSIG would have about 70 to 80 people participating, out of which there would be 25 fellows from India. There would be 15 fellows from overseas, primarily from the South Asian countries, but we also have fellows from Africa this time. Then we have some local fellows, we have chapter fellows, and we have different aspects of internet governance, which is expected to be discussed by, speakers from both India and overseas. So we'll have more updates coming up. It's on 14, 15, 16, 17 November. So we hope to share more details as the days come forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Amrita. Just for your information, the registration for GFC workshop is available currently, and it's open on the site that is just shown on the screen. And also a point that this time INSIG is being inaugurated by the ICANN chair of that time. Right now, Martin is chair-elect, but after the ICANN meeting in Montreal, he will be the chair, and he will be also inaugurating INSIG this time. Now we move on to the last update, for which I would welcome some discussions. So we are planning for an APRLO group meeting, which includes all the Atlas travelers from the region, all the fellows. Sirenush was on this call, is on this call, and she had asked me to intimate her the date and time for this call so that the fellows also could be asked to join. So apart from the travelers, fellows, and leadership team, we also have some people from the Aparello community who are not under any of these categories. But we would like to get all of them together for a brief time. Of course, time is very critical and precious during ICANN meetings, so it can't be very long. And we would like to get them together. And what we were planning was that we will send out an email right away over the next few days to all the Atlas travelers and welcome them to the ICANN meeting and inform them that there would be a meeting of Aparello community as part of the ICANN 66. And we would also like to request staff for a group picture, if that's possible, during this meeting. So I'm not sure if it's going to be possible, but we have already put in a request to staff, Heidi, so we hope that it can happen. So are there any quick suggestions on you know, what we can do in this meeting, or any comments? The floor is now open. If anybody would like to offer any suggestions or comments. Alternatively, of course, you can write to us when you get the email also. So this would be a quick meeting just to kind of take stock, introduce any newcomers to each other, to the community. And then to, because one of the aspects that we want to do after the meeting is over, vis-a-vis our travelers from this region, is that we would like to keep track of them. We would like to pull them into the policy you know, processes, working groups. So we would like to be in touch with them. And this is the effort to kind of initiate this whole process of being in touch with Aparello so that they can continue to be engaged with the Aparello. So that's with the Aparello update. I don't see any hands up. So we will now move on to the ROP review working group update. Now, quickly to provide context to this, we had a series of issues that related to individual members and the election of their representative, etc., a few months back on our mailing list. And the leadership team examined this this series of you know, exchanges, and we decided that there are some unresolved points which can be addressed by the community and resolved, so as to make our individual members you know, much more, be more effective in contributing to policy. Accordingly, we had asked for volunteers, and we have set up a working group to examine the ROP. Now, it's good to have Cheryl on this group because she is one of the people who drafted the ROPs in the first place. So some of the you know, the nuances and subtleties of what was intended sometimes you know, tends to vanish over time, and we are looking at only the words in the ROP. The spirit is not available, but having Cheryl is that way very useful because she provides the context and the background, and of course also suggests the way to go. So we had two meetings of the ROP group, and in the last meeting held early this week, we were looking at the definition of the individual member and the obligations and rights and the criteria that would define individual members. So in particular, there was this provision that says that the applicant who's applying to be an individual member should not be a member of an existing ALS. So this is contentious to some people, and we had an extended discussion on this. I don't know if Cheryl would like to add on anything at this point. Cheryl, if you want to add on, please jump in. You know, tell us what you felt.
Well, thank you, Satish. As Sherlington, off the record, and it's early days in this process, but it's an important process. Rules of procedures, this will be our, if memory serves, fourth review and draft of the Asia Pacific regional large organisations rules of procedure. So they've hardly been static since we've prepared them for our original memorandum. But it's an important process, and we need to look at the necessary changes in colour and expectations. The other thing is, of course, that sometimes things that were very clear in a particular point in time are no longer so clear, and we may have learnings and experiences that we need to bring to the table now that were not even something we were aware of when these things were originally written. So it's a healthy and productive process early in its stages, and when things do go from this working group back to the wider community within the APAC regional large organisation, I do hope we get plenty of contributions and discussions. It's the sort of thing that I would like to see a lot of comments, for example, coming in when we put things up for public comment and review. But of course, any change, just to remind you all, any change to the actual rules of procedure are going to be subject to tests. First of all, they have to be appropriate and approved by the ICANN legal department, because they are part of our memorandums and articles with ICANN. So there is a certain degree of legal formality that is involved with them. And secondly, they need to be adopted in a general assembly. So even if we write the most amazingly wonderful ones, to get actually get them, you know, concreted in place, we will have to make sure we have a form of general assembly with all the voting that's involved with that. So that's it. Thank you very much, and I look forward to continuing the journey with you all.
Thanks very much, Cheryl. We really appreciate and value your presence in this process. Moving on to agenda item number 8, we have Liana, who is going to introduce to us the member of the month. Over to you, Liana.
Okay, this is Liana speaking. Unfortunately, the member that we wanted to introduce for this month is not on the call. I apologize for that. So we would not we would organize that for the next time. My apologies again.
Thanks, Liana. So moving on. Now we are just before the ICANN 66 meeting, the AGM meeting, when the leadership change happens. Now, we have the NOMCOM representative who has been serving us for the last 2 years, and that is Nadira. So she's laying down office with this month. And next month we have Amrita, who's taking over. Now, on behalf of, before I call Nadira to speak, on behalf of all of us, the entire APRLO community, I'd like to thank Nadira for her sustained and excellent work that she has put in, taking on the workload of the NOMCOM. It's good to say that Nadira has kept the APRLO flag flying high. So thanks to you, thanks Nadira, to all your efforts, and please update us on the current status of the NOMCOM.
Thank you, Satish, and I had the pleasure to serve the community, and it was a very enriching experience, and I'm and I look also, I wish Amrita a similar experience as well. Because it pulls me from one level to another of understanding ICANN as a whole, and also understanding the community, and in terms of also the leadership discussion and feeling that you are up to that level of experience. Without that, I might be still an ordinary member. And thanks for the community, for the trust of the community of being giving this chance. And for the current, there is no update about the NOMCOM is just trying to kind of narrow down. And I think now the leadership role is NOMCOM leadership. They've been appointed. That's like Ole. He will be the chair elect for the following year. And that's it. And also they are expecting usually after this the chair they will write a report for the whole year. And still we are not involved in that report. Thanks for the experience and good. Wishing Amrita a good luck. And if she needs any information, non-confidential information, I'm ready to support her as well. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Nadira. This is Satish for the record. Before I invite Amrita to speak, I'd like to mention that usually between the NOMCOM representatives when there's a changeover, there is a, you know, kind of knowledge transfer, knowledge sharing process that between Thirayanarshan and I, and between I and Amir, and from between Amir and Nadira has happened. So I'd request Amrita and Nadira to be in touch, and I would expect that Nadira will be passing on insights, not information, not data, but insights of the whole process to Amrita, so that she can continue to kind of fare very well in this whole process. It's very demanding, so it's good to have as much support as possible. I'd like to congratulate Amrita on her appointment to the NOMCOM, and I'd like to invite her to speak to us.
Thank you, Satish, and thank you, everyone. And thank you, Nadira, for, you know, working so hard for the last 2 years. And I definitely look at you for advice. Just to update, at this point of time, there's nothing much happening. We just got an introductory mail and some updates on what meetings are expected. There is a mailing list which has come. And as Nadira mentioned, chair-elect is Ole Jacobson. The chair, and then the associate chair is Damon Ashcraft, and current chair Jay Sudovsky is currently communicating with all of us, setting up the WhatsApp group, and sharing the tentative meeting agenda for ICANN 66. So this is what it is, and there was a call for volunteers to look at what the questions were last year and whether it could be continued this year. So that's about it at this point of time.
Thanks, Amrita. Now, formally, of course, we have also Kylie, who is not going to be here from the next term onward. Unfortunately, Kylie is not on the call, but we will meet with Kylie at Montreal, and of course, we will say thanks from the community, from the Ethereal community, for his contributions also. And we have Justine coming in. And at the next meeting, we hope Justine will talk to us and let us know her plans to kind of, we have a gap sometimes in the policy process with contributions coming from, the variability in contributions from our members is very high. How do we kind of reduce this variability and ensure that more of our members are able to participate in the policy process? So Justin, of course, is heavily involved directly, personally, in the policy process. But that's, of course, very, very welcome. But we would also kind of request her to tell us how we can bring in more people from our community into these policy processes. But that will be in the next meeting in November, after she's been formally seated as Ethereal NOMCOM appointee. So we have only one agenda item left, which is any other business, and we have one item there. If there's anything else anybody would like to bring up, please be ready. As soon as the discussion on IGF is over, we can take it up. So this agenda item under number 10 is about the IGF Berlin. So we have some of our members who are going to be Nadira, Amrita, Yeshul, Lena, of course, because she's part of MAG. So these folks will be there in IGF Berlin. Some of the others, like me, we are still undecided whether we want to go or not. So we might have a small Ethereal community group there. So if there's anything that we can do collectively there in terms of membership promotion, instead of distributing our brochures or taking down the names of interested participants from APRELO and from Asia Pacific, we would be happy to do that, and we request this group who's going to be there to coordinate among themselves. Is there anybody who wants to talk to us about IGF? Nadira, Liana, Amrita, would you?
Yes, thank you. This is Nadira for the record. And I think it's good to have an outreach because in any event, we are part of the community and we need to be people to recruit more people and interest of the end users, not only for APRELO, but also we can speak on behalf of all the at-large member. And I'm not sure if, because I'm not following if other RALOs are having a booth, because it's important, maybe it's just booth or a corner, because I'm not sure we didn't, if somebody had already booked for ICANN booth there. Yes.
Yeah, this is Liana speaking. Yes, there will be an ICANN booth at the booth village, and I would invite all our members, whoever will be able to come to Berlin, and I said that some people are already planning to be there. That will be really good to expose to come to this booth, and we can definitely discuss a lot of things, make this outreach, as you correctly mentioned. Everyone can contact me, and I will be happy to coordinate our meeting, some gathering and discussions. But the good place will be definitely this booth, that everyone can come and see other participants from the region.
Yes, thank you, Liana. And it's good to coordinate, and even we can volunteer in the booth when we are available to promote APRELO in particular. Thank you.
Right, so I suggest that, this is a good idea, and I suggest that that we should be in touch with the other RALOs and the outreach and engagement subcommittee, and if there's any way to collaborate, it will be good. We can also send out a mail to the APAC discuss list asking for anybody else who is participating in the IGF Berlin, and we can then make a subgroup for you so that you can communicate with each other. So thanks for that discussion, and we now move on. I see two hands, Amrita and Liana. Amrita, please go ahead.
Satish, it is not related to IGF, but just a request as usual. If any of your ALSs have done some activities this month, please share it with me and staff so that we can add it to the newsletter. It's been observed that many times ALSs do activities which we come to know later, but if you share it, it helps not only to promote what you've done, but also to add up to our yearly book, so that, you know, it can be showcased to people that what all the ALSs are doing. Thank you.
Thanks, Amrita. Over to you, Liana.
This is Liana speaking. Just a quick update of exactly what we did in this month, in the beginning of the month, on 10 to 12 October. We did have the fifth Armenian IGF, celebrating the fifth anniversary. We had the first youth IGF Armenia, and also we had the honor and pleasure to host the fourth European DNS Forum, where the CEO and president of ICANN, Joran Marby, participated, and also we had one of the board members, Danko Jevtovic, joining this meeting. So the meeting was a good success. We had about 180 participants from different countries coming from the CCTLD registries of the region. And at the IGF, we also had the same amount of the same number of participants from all stakeholder groups, and we covered a lot of topics on DNS policy abuse, the technical and policy overviews. I will give some details to our newsletter, to Amrita, and we will post the picture as well. So, and I want to thank once again to the ICANN staff who've been involved in this organization, and Sarenush was one of the members participating and helping. And thanks to my team, some APRALO members from our ALS also have been there to help out with the organization. So that was a very successful meeting, and I wish all our ALSs share with their activities as well so that we know what's happening in our region. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Liana, for the update. Cheryl, please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Cheryl Langdon off the record. And just to let you all know, we will give you more details in the November meeting of APRALO, but the Australian internet community has spent the last 18-plus months reorganising itself into running a reboot, a refresh, a restart of what will be its national initiative on Internet Governance Forum. And so NetThing, that's what we're calling it, NetThing, will be running on Monday, the 28th coming. It's all very exciting, and there will be live streaming and various things. So watch the tweets and the social stratosphere for feeds that some of you might be interested in. And happy to get a little bit of a report done for a future newsletter, but in the following meeting. But yep, 28th, and we're excited about having had the hiatus for a couple of years since AUDA pulled out on sponsorship and support to get it back up and running on the smell of an oily rag. But more than 200 people have already registered, and it's an excellent lineup of speakers.
Thanks, Cheryl. Can you hear me?
Yes, Satish, we can hear you.
Yes. Right, I thought Cheryl, the last bit of it got cut off, but thanks to Cheryl for that update, and I hope that she can provide a slightly longer update in the next meeting in November. So with that, we come to the end of this meeting. I don't see any more hands. It is good to have a discussion and updates from our different parts of our community. So I'm aware that people are going to travel now, so safe travels, and we will see most of you at Montreal for Atlas 3. So until then, goodbye, and it's over to Yashim to close this call. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Satish, and thank you all for joining today's call. This meeting is now adjourned. Have a lovely rest of the day. Bye-bye.